Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Very happy to be here today with two of my very close co-workers. I invited them on the show to talk about the Golden Apple Award winners. These are three teachers from the Catholic schools of the Diocese of Greensburg who are doing exceptional work. I'd like to introduce you now to Dr. Nancy Rotler. She's the superintendent of schools for the Diocese of Greensburg. And I'd also like to introduce you to her co-worker today, Bill Barnes. He's the director of special projects for the Catholic schools. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you on the show today, Nancy. You're celebrating your second anniversary, I believe, as superintendent of Catholic schools. For people who are listening today who may not have had a chance to meet you yet, why don't you talk all about your background? Tell us where you grew up, your education, all about your work experience, and then maybe dial us into how you became superintendent of schools.
Certainly. Thank you, Jen. I'm not new to the diocese. I grew up in Greensburg and received all my sacraments at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Greensburg. I attended public school despite my parents and brother attending Catholic school. And I think that's what makes me so passionate about providing opportunities for students to attend Catholic school. I had attended the University of Pittsburgh, graduated with a degree in business economics and management, and pursued my master's degree in education, and then returned one more time to Indiana University of Pennsylvania to complete my doctoral degree in administration and leadership studies. And I enjoy that opportunity to look at how education can change lives. As a first-generation college student, I think it provides me with an understanding of what that looks like in helping students build a successful path for their education through pre-K to 12. And it's an exciting time to be able to look at that, of how we can do that in the Diocese of Greensburg. I come to the diocese from St. Vincent College. I worked in academic administration for 29 years before I had decided to make an application at the Diocese of Greensburg for superintendent. In that role at St. Vincent College, I had opportunities to work in admission and financial aid and leadership capacities, as well as when I left, I was the assistant vice president in academic affairs and had oversight of advising and retention and tutoring and support services, a variety of different areas within academic affairs that set the stage for a smooth transition to be able to use the experiences, the positive experiences at St. Vincent College to set the stage to lead the diocese schools, the 12 schools of the Diocese of Greensburg. So it's been quite a journey, an exciting journey, to help be a part of that path and be able to help see the opportunities with 12 schools and 4 counties, how we can chart the future of our communities and help to have a better understanding of how we can change lives and help students become disciples of Christ and reside in a school community that can set them up for success. So it's been an exciting 2 years. I have to say it's been so rewarding to meet so many of the students and families in the 12 schools. I try my best to attend as many events, whether it be the school musical at Queen of Angels this weekend, to Geibel Catholic, to Greensburg Central, and all of the 12 schools, at the opportunities to engage with students and our partners as parents. So many of the parents, I've just had such a pleasure to learn more about their journey, many of whom are graduates of our schools. And I think it helps me to build my foundation to have a good understanding of what lies ahead and the great work that we can collaborate to move ahead to advance the Catholic schools of the Diocese of Greensburg.
Well, St. Vincent brought us you, and St. Vincent also brought us Bill. So, Mr. Barnes, tell us all about you, where you grew up, your education, and your work experience.
Thank you, Jen. I grew up in Natrona Heights. I am a product of Catholic school. I went to Catholic school from kindergarten all the way through St. Vincent College, getting my bachelor degree at St. Vincent College. St. Joseph High School was a very formative experience for me. Many of the lessons, both in the classroom, but also the Catholic identity questions, were really formed with the Sisters of St. Joseph through Most Blessed Sacrament grade school and high school. And St. Joseph High School. And then I moved on to St. Vincent College, where I worked in the admission office 3 of my 4 years at undergraduate. I left with my bachelor's degree in 1994. I went out, naively thought that I wanted to be a retail manager and didn't realize that meant 90-hour work weeks with low pay. So I made a career shift in 1996 and went back to St. Vincent College and worked in the admission office from 1996 through 2022 when Dr. Rotler invited me to join her at the diocese. I held various capacities. I always like to joke there was literally nothing in the admission office that I hadn't done. I was a work study when I was a student, all the way through being the assistant dean of admission and every position in between those two bookends.
And you know, what was your reaction when Nancy called you and said, "Hey, I think you need to come over here and run our special projects"?
I said, "Oh, you're kidding me, aren't you?" I was very honored and very humbled that she wanted me to come with her into the diocese and help with that important, primarily I do a mixture of fundraising, admission, and financial aid, and it's been a wonderful journey. And I was, again, very honored and humbled that she wanted to take me into the diocese with her.
So St. Joe's was a special place for you. You understood by going to high school and going to Catholic grade school, you know, all throughout your life, how important Catholic school can be to the formation of our young people. Do you find that to be what really drives you and your passion?
The one thing that I did not realize, and I think this is probably common with most students, you don't realize as you're going through what the value of what you're receiving actually is at that point. And I know that I probably didn't appreciate it as much. But now as an adult, and I look back and I really realize how much my mother struggled to pay the tuition bill to get a Catholic school education. It was very important for her that her children received a Catholic school education. I went to St. Vincent afterwards, so I'm a K through 16. But the fundamentals of not only like the academics often, I always like to tell this story about St. Joseph High School, that I was one of the inaugural classes that they had the college and high school calculus through University of Pittsburgh. And the teacher, who is now former principal and a former president of St. Joseph High School, Beverly Kinnicky, she wanted to make sure that we all had the background, the foundation, everything like that. So she actually taught us Calculus 1 and Calculus 2 and didn't tell us she was teaching us Calculus 2. So when I took Calculus 2 in college, it wasn't until the last week of the semester that I learned something new. And that's the way in a lot of classes, St. Joe's really pushed us. We didn't know that we were being pushed academically. They did it in such a way. And that's one thing that, you know, I hope in our diocese that we do. You take a look at anywhere but any of our schools, although, you know, we have 12 schools, we have 10 elementary schools and 2 high schools. That's the type of foundation that I hope that we are doing, that we are preparing our students well academically, but also the faith formation piece. And the Sisters of St. Joseph were so good about that faith formation piece. And that's one thing that I've just been blown away with during my 2 years in the diocese, is just seeing how the diocese schools are preparing the students not only for academics, but also for life and the thereafter. And it's heartening whenever we hear Bishop Kulik talk about that our ultimate goal is the salvation of souls. Uh-huh. And that really kind of puts that in perspective. And it's one thing that I didn't know that as I was going K through 16, but now looking back as an adult on it, that's what they were doing. And that's what I'm honored to be in a system that is doing the exact same thing.
So Nancy, you, have really assembled quite a wonderful team. It was a mix of people who were already there, a mix of newcomers, and sort of built up this Office of Catholic Schools. What would you say as a team a few of your biggest accomplishments have been in the last 2 years?
As I arrived at the diocese with nearly 30 years of Catholic education, it was important to me, Jen, to see how we could build a path so that all of the schools could be one community, one body of Christ. So I would say one of the moments that makes me proud and smile are the ongoing efforts to be able to provide the continuity so that Catholic school parents and parents who are interested in a Catholic education can select a pre-K at one of our 10 elementary schools and know that the roadmap is to arrive at Geibel Catholic in Connellsville, PA, or Greensburg Central Catholic in Greensburg, PA, that the communities and families that we have a partnership, I'm quite proud with the collaboration between the principals, that we have been building that vision and aligning with Bishop Kulik's vision, because again, as we can build that on-ramp to our high schools, the families can get to know one another from the elementaries and continue to build not only the children learning with one another, but also parents, like-minded parents throughout that 12-year journey in preschool. Our enrollment, I'm quite proud, and I have to acknowledge all the efforts of your efforts and your office and my predecessor and others. We continue to maintain an enrollment growth. It's 22% since 2019 of an enrollment growth across the diocese, 12 schools. And I'm proud to share when I reached out to the National Catholic Educational Association to confirm our percentage, we determined that we are one of the top three dioceses in the United States with enrollment growth. And pretty significant, where many of our schools across the United States have had marked changes negatively in terms of our enrollment growth. And I'm just so proud that we stand firm with that continued enrollment growth. And I think it speaks very favorably to our students' accomplishments, the principals, the leaders, the staff, and the teachers, that the value of that rigorous Catholic faith-based education can be so important. And I think it has that lens of contagious energy that families want to join us and walk that journey with us. So from that enrollment perspective, the 22%, and I recognize too that making Catholic education, as I mentioned, I wasn't afforded the opportunity to go to a Catholic school despite being very involved in the parish. I was a lector since the eighth grade and serve on the finance council at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral and other involvement that I've had with my parish. But I think it provides that opportunity for students from all areas to be able to look to see if they would like a Catholic and seek a Catholic education, that we can help make that affordable. When we look at other accomplishments, a couple of unique things, in addition, obviously, to maintaining a high academic rigor at all the schools, two initiatives I'd just like to mention today with this opportunity is we are the first diocese. I never thought when I arrived at the diocese, Jen, that I would be faced with families seeking opportunities to ask about safety. So I'm extremely pleased to share that not only have we been able to secure significant amounts in safety grants to ensure the safety of our schools, we now have moved after working with many experts in the field, including law enforcement, and with Bishop's endorsement, we had a committee that we launched last fall, October 22. We started a committee to look at what that might look like soon after my arrival. And I'm proud to share that we are now the first diocese in the state that has a police department, and we have armed police officers in every one of our schools. Now, do I wish that safety was not something that I needed to consider, that police officers are necessary in their schools, in our schools? I find time and time again thank yous from parents that there's that sense of security, that deterrent. And in fact, Ryan Mayer, who is a recently retired lieutenant with the Pennsylvania State Police, I've hired him to join the ranks. He retired on a Friday and joined me on a Monday, and has just really built a program to provide support. Again, the focus are the focus of the Catholic schools, but we are also now providing support in the parishes for safety and security, and more so a deterrent. But I really want to mention that the model that we are using of having the first police department is a circumstance where we want that police officer to be a mentor to our students, that friendly officer in the building that builds a relationship with the children. And I hear constantly from parents that he's in one particular school, oh, he's in the cafeteria at lunchtime helping to open milk cartons or helping to tie shoes. We want to have that community feel so that the officer is a part of that. And while many of our other dioceses, the other seven across the state, have pockets of police coverage, I'm just so pleased that with Bishop Kulik's endorsement that we are able to make sure that all 12 schools have that opportunity to have a police presence. So that is something that we are all working towards in terms of safety and continue to look for ways that we can build that element as an added feature of our schools. We've had some comments from parents at open house events at schools that they feel assured that, again, it's something that can be a positive environment in the school. The other thing I'd like to mention as my third area is to look at what we've been able to do and with a building a partnership with Catholic Charities. My fellow managing director, Melanie Haggis, and the director of counseling services, Mr. Bob Baum, we've worked collaboratively to be able to hire, for Catholic Charities to hire, two mental health school-based counselors that can be resources for our schools. So while the schools aren't able to afford yet an opportunity to have that counselor in the school every day, they are sharing these resources so that we can provide assistance to students. And it's just been such a wonderful opportunity. Bob Baum and I had the pleasure to work together at St. Vincent for many years. So having that opportunity to partner again with Melanie and Bob has just been such a rewarding experience to be able to say to families that, especially after the pandemic, we may have some students that are struggling to have positive experiences with their peers, perhaps lacking some confidence or struggling with conflict resolution. Now having that Catholic Charity school-based counselor within the school has just been such an added advantage. And that's something that we started in the fall with two counselors. And as the interest, I continue to hear the interest from the parents and the school staff that it's been a positive experience. We may be adding more as funds become available, but that's been a great opportunity. And again, this particular role does not replace a guidance counselor. It just provides an extra support if a student is struggling or perhaps a student has lost a parent or a grandparent, that trusted adult, one more trusted adult that could help that student through a difficult time in their life.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm on the line today with Dr. Nancy Rotler. She's the superintendent of Catholic schools in the Diocese of Greensburg. And then we have with her Bill Barnes, who is the director of special projects. I'm glad you're both on the show. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Golden Apple Awards, what they are and who the winners were this year. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, on the line today with Dr. Nancy Rotler. She's the superintendent of Catholic schools, and her coworker is on the line today, Bill Barnes. He is the director of special projects for the Office of Catholic Schools. It's both of you are just wonderful guests. You're so easy to talk to, which is great. And I'm really excited to tell people who may not be familiar with the Golden Apple Awards what they are. So, Nancy, this was about a month ago, March 14th. There was a huge celebration of Catholic schools at Stratagos Event Center in North Huntingdon, and it brought together people from all 12 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Greensburg, which is four counties, and they came together and they celebrated not only outstanding students and some outstanding capital projects that are going on, but most importantly, three very special teachers. So what is the Golden Apple Award? How do you get it? And what does it mean for a teacher?
Well, it certainly is an opportunity, Jen. Thanks for asking about the Golden Apples, and you'll learn a little bit more about our specific awardees. I think it's an opportunity to understand how to families can nominate, teachers can nominate, people in the parish can nominate, a teacher that made a difference and really had an opportunity to help them along their journey. And I think it's important of how we can honor our teachers for all their good work. I think it comes back to it exemplifies the outstanding professionalism of the teacher, the investment that they made, and have a better idea of how to chart that. So if you think of a teacher, we are looking and honoring the teachers. It's a pretty rigorous process to apply. I'm thankful to the Donahue Foundation, who helps to provide the resources for these awards. But we select three teachers each year that exemplify our faith, exemplify extremely positive teaching, and really emulate what we strive to demonstrate in our Catholic schools. This year, we were so pleased. Mrs. Tammy Barnott, who is a teacher at the Divine Redeemer School in Ford City, an elementary school in Ford City, PA, and she also teaches at Mary Queen of Apostles School in New Kensington. Mrs. Kimberly Marsh has been a young teacher of CDT for many, many years. She works with the little ones, and it was pretty exciting to go out. And when we made the award, if you think of a prize patrol, Jen, as you know, we go out to the school to make the awards. And when we arrived in Miss Marsh's class, the little ones were so excited. They weren't sure what was going on when I came in with a group of balloons, but they quickly knew that Miss Marsh had received an award. And they sang to me. It was just such an exciting day. And then when we moved to Greensburg Central Catholic, we honored the chair of the math department, Mrs. Heather Peters. And Heather has been such a opportunity. We read all the essays. And actually, we have a committee that reviews outside of the Office of Catholic Schools. We have a group of educators and community members that read all the applications. Each candidate, when you're nominated, we receive a nomination from their parish priest. We also have an extensive application about their teaching experience, their professional development experience, and really look to identify the teacher that exemplifies what we're striving to accomplish. So it is something that's extremely competitive. We receive many applications each year. And again, the nominations are made, and then at that point, it's an outside group of professionals that make the recommendations of the selections of the three teachers each year.
That's wonderful. Okay, so what we're really excited about is the different awardees. And one of them is Mrs. Heather Peters, and she is a math teacher at Greensburg Central Catholic Junior Senior High School. And she kind of has a cool story, right, Nancy? Because yeah. She has, she's not only a teacher, but she's a mom, a Catholic school mom.
She is. Pretty exciting. She has Tobias at the Queen of Angels Elementary School in North Huntington, and her girls are at Greensburg Central Catholic. So when we made the award to Mrs. Peters, we made sure that the girls didn't know why we pulled them out of class, but they accompanied me when I went in to give her to grant the award to her. So that was pretty exciting to see mom firsthand with her daughters and that sharing and that excitement. And her students were so thrilled. And clearly the comments from parents and teachers and others in the community were so pleased of her. She has many, many years with our Catholic schools, and they were so pleased of the distinction from Mrs. Peters.
Mrs. Tamara Bernard is a music teacher at both the Divine Redeemer School in Ford City, and she also, I believe, works at Mary Queen of Apostles in New Kensington. So she, you know, travels back and forth between the two schools, and everybody really seems to love her. That was a very nice choice.
Yes, Mrs. Bernard, it's great because she had an opportunity to work with both schools. And what was exciting, at the breakfast, she was able to direct her students from Mary Queen of Apostles with a few songs, and it was just such an exciting opportunity. So again, when you think of that pre-K to 12 vision that I spoke of earlier in the broadcast, I think it's important to think about how she has been able to work with students at both elementary schools at Divine Redeemer as well as Mary Queen of Apostles. So both schools were so thrilled of this accomplishment and recommendation for her consideration.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so nice, and they're so honored to yes. see all that. And then there's Miss Kimberly Marsh, Christ the Divine Teacher School. I love this story because she went there. She
yes.
went to school there.
Yes. And her mother, it was so exciting. Her mother was, her mother's in, I'm not sure if she's in her 70s or 80s, but it was so proud, how proud she was to watch her daughter receive the award. And again, it was just one of those memorable moments. They moved us on Facebook Live for CDT so people could watch live parents what was going on. And it was just great when we walked into the little classroom and they actually had all of us from the Office of Catholic Schools. We did a couple songs with Miss Marsh. We prayed with Miss Marsh and the children. One little boy wanted to tell me that he wanted to go to the moon. We had all kinds of great exchanges. He's very interested in astronomy, and he wanted to tell me all about it. And we had a chance to talk to all of our little preschoolers. So it was a pretty rewarding experience. That was probably one of the most memorable visits than the children had actually shared the Hail Mary in Latin in the hallway afterwards for the whole school. So it was pretty exciting to see the flavor of each school and to celebrate Miss Marsh's accomplishments and hear the great stories from students throughout the day.
So we have just a few minutes left in the show, and I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to talk about EITC, which is essentially diverting tax dollars for school choice. And that's a big part of your job, Bill. You've been traveling around to different schools and different sets of parents throughout the Diocese of Greensburg and walking them through this process with their own accountants and their own finances. And you've seen some great improvement in donations. Do you want to talk about that for a minute or two?
Thank you, Jen, for that opportunity. The EITC program is one of the longest standing programs that we've had this century. It dates back to 2001, and initially the EITC program, which stands for the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, was initially just for businesses. It was very complex, and many people didn't even know about it. About 10 to 12 years ago, the state legislature changed it to allow it individuals to participate in it. Since then, the program has expanded from a few million dollars of tax credits available to $555 million. It's a wonderful opportunity for the Catholic schools in the Diocese of Greensburg to take advantage of this. The program works that any individual in the state of Pennsylvania that wants to participate and has $1,000 or more of Pennsylvania state tax liability can redirect their $1,000 or more tax liability to the school or schools of their choice. In exchange for that, the state will offer the individual a 90% dollar-for-dollar tax credit. The other 10%, depending upon your finances, could be tax-deductible on your federal taxes. So it's a 10-to-1 value proposition. For every dollar that you donate to the school, $10 is received by the school. So it's a wonderful opportunity. In the diocese, I'm happy to report that since 2022, we have more than doubled what we have received in EITC donations. Last year, we received a little over $3 million for the 12 schools. There's a lot more potential that's out there for this. So if you would like to help one of our schools, I'd encourage you to call me at 724-552-2589. You can always email me at wbarnes@dioceseofgreensburg.org. Or you can go to our website, dioceseofgreensburg.org/EITC.
Wonderful. Dr. Nancy Rotler is the superintendent of Catholic schools. She was joined today by Bill Barnes, who is the director of special projects for the Catholic schools. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
We do this show every week. It airs at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. If you have an idea for the show, be sure to get in contact with the station. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.